بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترك همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Palestine became top issue in Islamic world due to Imam Khomeini and Islamic Revolution. This is the part of a speech delivered by the leader of Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, on June 4, 2023, on the occasion of 34th anniversary of Imam Khomeini's demise. The difference between the current frontline formation and the one in the past is that the Iranian nation has become stronger now, while the enemy has become weaker. But the fronts are still the same. The thing that can appear like a dangerous chasm before us is our forgetfulness about this enmity and these fronts. Whenever we have forgotten about it, we have suffered damages. Today, the Iranian nation needs the transformations that Imam created. It needs to follow them. Its life, its power, its honor, its good, all depend on the following the Imam's transformations. These transformations have stubborn, spiteful enemies. All over the world, those who think of transgressing other nations and countries transgress any country they can. They build a base in that country, take its oil, and massacre the people there. They commit whatever crime they want, wherever they want. Such things are taking place. If the Iranian nation wishes to take action against these movements, what will it need? Let me tell you, it needs the same software that Imam had in himself and that he enjoyed on the people. It needs faith and hope.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Our youth especially need to keep this in mind that the enmity of global arrogance with the Iranian nation will not disappear because of certain case-specific retreats. Some people are mistaken. They imagine that if we back down on a certain issue, it will lessen the hostility of the U.S., of global arrogance, or the hostility of the Zionists toward us. No, this is a mistake. In many cases, our retreats caused them to move forward and became even more aggressive. During the last few decades, in some administrations, there were individuals who believed in retreating and giving concessions to the other party. In one of these administrations, the same countries that we had retreated from before summoned our president to court in absentia. They issued an indictment in court for the Iranian president. Or in another administration, Iran was labeled as the axis of evil. These retreats are not enough for them.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me.